science, learning, business, community. You. Welcome to Think Works, the podcast for people who like to think. Because thinking is the hardest work there is. Come with us on a journey into the world of ideas with your host, Darren Smithson.
Hello and welcome to another episode of ThinkWorks, the place where we like to do all the heavy lifting when it comes to thinking. And this week I want to continue on from our series on Indian and Eastern philosophies. And we're going to look this week at the idea of identity and continuity. And we're going to look into those and drawing on that rich Eastern tradition. And as we explore these concepts through the lens of Buddhism and Hinduism in particular, we'll also connect them, I think, to the Western ideas like the Shipa Theseus and offering a holistic view of what truly defines the idea of self. So, here's a thought-provoking question for you. Have you ever wondered what truly defines your identity? Is it fixed or is it something that changes over time? Now, Eastern philosophies offer intriguing insights into these questions. When exploring identity and continuity within an Eastern philosophical framework, a parallel consideration is to be found in the discussions between Buddhism and Hinduism, particularly around the concepts of the self and change. And here's how these philosophies address similar themes, therefore, to the Shipa Theseus. Now, if you remember in Western philosophy, the idea of the Shipa Theseus is, if a ship replaces every single part of it over time, could it be still called the same ship? Or is it a completely different ship? I'm not talking about destroying it and rebuilding from scratch with new materials. I'm talking about you replace an oar, you replace a plank, you replace a mast, and over time every single part of the original ship is replaced with new parts. Therefore, could it be said to be the same ship? So, in Eastern and Indian philosophy, we have a different kind of approach to that consideration. So, concepts of self and change are basically, they fall into this idea of the concept of anatta, or the non-self. And that has to play, in these philosophies, a crucial role in understanding identity and continuity. So, Buddhism challenges the notion of a permanent, unchanging self, because instead, it proposes that what we consider the self is a series of interconnected, impermanent components, the five aggregates, which are form, sensation, perception, mental formations, and consciousness. Now, that kind of aligns with the Shipa Theseus because it questions whether continuity exists in identity when components can change over time. This illustration with anatta is, if you consider a person as analogous to the Shipa Theseus, that means that over time all the thoughts, experiences and physical attributes change. So Buddhism asks whether this changing collection of parts constitutes the same person or if it's an evolving entity without a permanent core. This perspective suggests that identity is therefore fluid and evolving, emphasizing impermanence as a fundamental nature of all things. Now, the Hindu perspective, the doctrine of Brahman and Atman, is an interplay between the concepts, those two concepts, Brahman, the ultimate reality, and Atman, the individual self. And again, these offer really deep insights into the idea of identity and continuity. So the Atman is seen as eternal and unchanging, despite the changing body and mind, which parallels questions of continuity and identity of the Shipa Theseus, and differentiates from the Buddhist approach, which says that actually it isn't permanent, nothing is permanent, it's constantly changing. It differentiates, Hindu philosophy I should say, differentiates between the material changing world, including the physical body and mind, and the unchanging eternal spiritual essence, which is the Atman. Now, with every physical aspect you might change over time, the Atman remains constant and untouched, therefore it is the same entity. And this suggests that continuity through change, asserting that while external transformations occur, will actually allow the core identity to remain intact. So let's go back over that in a little bit more detail then. So if we look at the Buddhist perspective, which is the concept of anatta, the non-self, in Buddhism, the concept of anatta suggests that there is no permanent unchanging self or soul. Instead, what we consider the self is comprised of five aggregates which are constantly changing. This is the form, or the rupa, which is physical body and structure, sensation, the vedana, which is feelings experienced through contact with the outside world, perception, which is the sana, which is recognition and memory, mental formations, or the sankhara, which are thoughts, ideas and judgments, and then consciousness, which is the vijnana, which is awareness and sensory experience. The implication of this is that identity, much like the ship of Theseus, is not tied to a single immutable core, but is constantly an evolving process of interacting aggregates. And the practical implication of that is that the perspective there encourages a detachment from material and ego-driven perceptions of self, and therefore instead promotes equanimity in the face of change. It also fosters mindfulness, recognizing that all components of what we perceive as self are transient. Looking at the Hindu perspective, which is the doctrine of Brahman and Atman, we can look at this, the fact that Atman, self, and Brahman, the universal consciousness, is considered, the Atman in Hinduism is considered the true self, an eternal essence that transcends the physical and mental changes of the material world, whereas the Brahman represents the ultimate reality, an all-encompassing spiritual essence that connects all living beings. Realization of the unity between Atman and Brahman is a spiritual goal in Hinduism. Now, the philosophical insights that gives us is that even as our bodies and minds transform over time, the Atman remains constant, offering that continuity of identity. It never changes. And this belief encourages viewing oneself beyond physical and temporal limitations, and therefore fosters that sense of connectedness with the universe. So key questions that arise out of those two different views of identity and continuity there is, the Buddhist perspective basically says, if our thoughts, emotions and physical bodies are always changing, as Buddhism suggests, what gives our life consistency and meaning? And how does recognizing the concept of anatta affect our understanding of personal growth and identity in today's dynamic world? The Hindu perspective asks us to look at this whole idea of the eternal truth. The Atman is viewed as the eternal truth. So therefore, how might this belief influence one's approach to life changes and challenges? And what does the idea of a permanent spiritual self offer us in terms of peace and resilience during times of personal change? So if we consider both Eastern perspectives, how might they inspire us to rethink identity in an age of rapid technological and societal change? And, you know, I mean, can you identify moments in your life where you felt connected to a deeper self or reality akin to the Atman, or through recognizing impermanence? Just, again, even in modern life, it leads to two really key questions. How do these philosophical insights apply to modern dilemmas such as digital identity or self-expression on social media? Again, reflect on a personal change that you've experienced. How do these Eastern philosophies reshape your view on that transformation? These are all things for us to take a really good look at. So if we take a step back and we look at the parallels with the Buddhist approach, the view on anatta, and how that is paralleled with the ship of Theseus. Just as the ship undergoes total transformation yet retains a sense of identity, Buddhism implies that individuals too will undergo continuous change in their aggregates, posing the question, is there a true self? Whereas Hindu perspective and the doctrine of Brahman and Atman, the parallels with the ship of Theseus is where the parts of a person, the body, the mind, and the experiences, can change, the Atman remains a constant presence, much like an underpinning that retains the ship's identity despite total transformation. let's just reflect on the contrasting yet complementary views of Buddhism Zenata emphasizing the fluidity and impermanence of self, while Hinduism's Atman highlights an eternal essence. How do these different views provide a holistic understanding of identity that acknowledges both change and continuity? I don't think there's an easy answer to that. It's all about really how you feel, which path that you want to go down and pursue. Do you believe that the identity is never changing, even though the peripheral aggregates may change, the core is the same? Or do you believe that everything changes and there is no permanent self, and as things change, everything changes? So these are the two different conflicting ideas, and yet they kind of complement one another in many ways between Buddhism and Hinduism. In particular, if we look at modern life now with the identity, the idea of identity in a digital age, where our online personas are changing rapidly and also navigating changes in personal identity and continuity through different life stages, we can look at that as well. But in particular, with when you've got AI now being able to manipulate images and videos and recreate you in a digital form that can be utilized in different contexts, with or without your consent in many instances, how can we hold on to our identity in a digital age? How can we protect our identity if we don't want it to change? How do we make sure that any changes that are captured within the digital format are what we perceive those changes should be or are? There's so many different questions that we need to ask around this whole idea. And we need to really look at transformational life events such as career shifts, moving to a new location, personal reinvention, or how embracing either fluidity or a deeper spiritual continuity can then in itself provide stability. So if you change yourself, can you become more stable in your core identity? All these questions are out there for us to ask, and they're all posed by Eastern and Indian philosophies in a kind of different way, really, from the way that the Western view of the Ship of Theseus pursues the theme of identity and the theme of continuity. And again, you know what's coming. It's I've got a forum. If you go to darreninform.com/thinkworksforum, you'll find there's a post directly related to this episode. And I would love it if you would come and comment on that particular post that I'm going to do for this episode within there. Let's recap again that main philosophical concept covered in the episode between the difference between Buddhism and Hinduism in terms of the idea of identity and continuity. Buddhist anatta explorations highlight the concept of non-self and the fluidity of identity, whereas Atman in Hinduism underscores the idea of an eternal self persisting through change. So if we draw those parallels and distinction and how these integrate into a more comprehensive view of identity and continuity, can you, as the listener, come and share your insights into this whole idea of continuity and identity? Which philosophy resonates most with you and why? The belief of the Buddhist concept of non-self and therefore the fluidity of identity? Or is it the Hinduism idea of an eternal self that persists through change? How might those insights influence your approach to inevitable changes in your own life? So come and share your thoughts and your experiences, especially in the context of the modern age with the whole idea of the digital self, the avatars, the AI that is adapting all the time into taking our persona online, but then adapting it to different circumstances. So come and share those ideas and thoughts with me. And I really would encourage you to read more. There's a great book by Julian Borghini, which is called How the World Thinks, which actually discusses it's really a discussion not only about the main tenets of Eastern and Indian philosophy, but about the kind of almost like a snobbery within Western philosophical circles that tends to, at its own peril, in my opinion, ignore how the Eastern and Indian philosophies differ from our own. It's called How the World Thinks, as I've said, by Julian Baggini. And he talks about philosophical pluralism, which is the idea that we can integrate diverse philosophical traditions to explore global philosophical questions. Western philosophy often prioritizes individualism. Eastern and Indian perspective emphasize community and collective well-being. Eastern traditions often blend metaphysics, ethics, and practice seamlessly, whereas Western traditions tend to compartmentalize these areas. And Eastern philosophies tend to focus on lived experience, while Western philosophers often prioritize abstract thinking. And there's no right or wrong answer. There's no right way, no wrong way. The whole idea of a philosophical inquiry is that you ask questions in different ways and you analyze the paths, not just the answer, but the paths that you go down to get those answers. And it's a fascinating area. So come and join me in the forum for that. We're going to do another couple of episodes on different themes within Indian and Eastern philosophy, and we'll relate them back to some of the ones that we discussed in when we did the Philosophy 101 series a few episodes ago. In the meantime, stay safe, everyone. It's a crazy world out there. It's getting crazier all the time, and I'll see you next week for another episode in this series. Although, coming up, we've also got the second in our Unexplained Mysteries series, and this one will look at the Roanoke colony disappearance of yesteryear. I'm really looking forward to that as well. So we've got lots of great things coming, but come and tell me what you think on what are your answers to those questions. I'll put them in the forum when I do the post so that you can consider them, and I'll see you all very soon. Take care. Bye for now.
Would like to find out more, or join in with the conversation, our forum has a corresponding post for you to comment in. Simply go to darreninform.com/thinkworksforum and join in the fun. Or you can join the Facebook page by searching for @DarrenInform for news, tips and other helpful strategies. The show was hosted by Darren Smithson, and the music is by Alexander Nakarada. You have been listening to ThinkWorks, the podcast for thinkers.